We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And welcome to another exciting edition of On the Road with the MTA. I am Jay Gibbons alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA.
Hoping
I'm
going to
be your cheerleader,
day.
You know that.
I love it, yes. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. And you put pressure on me by saying it's going to be exciting. How do you know?
It's because, just like you said last week, we can edit everything.
That is so good to know. Thanks, Jay. You're so much fun to work with, and we really appreciate you guys checking in with us every week because we like to have great information for you about free services or wonderful services that you might need to have. And I'm so grateful to say we have a coworker who is on the line with us today, and he is, gosh, he's been here for over 10 years, and he is the chief of operations at Paratransit, and he runs Your Ride. That's, you know, I got to tell you, the first time I learned about Your Ride, my father had cancer. And I was on the air, and I could not get him to his appointments. And Charlene Kowalski, who works here, said, well, Stephanie, there's a service called Your Ride that will pick your father up from his house and take him to the chemo treatments for $2.25. I was so impressed and relieved and grateful. So I'm so glad to say we can speak to the man in charge of Your Ride services, Mr. Ed Berger. Ed, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thank you. Good afternoon. I'm looking forward to sharing some information about Your Ride today.
Oh, we really appreciate it. We know how busy you are. You had a huge schedule today, but you made your time to talk to us about this valuable information. A lot of people that might be hearing about Your Ride, I know we have free services for Your Ride every single Sunday from now until the first of the year, which is so important. If you have people have to get to the grocery store for Thanksgiving or just school or Sunday school, I mean, you know, to go to church. So if somebody does want to use Your Ride to get to the store, get someplace, how do they use that? If they're listening right now, they might not know how to actually even go about using Your Ride.
Great question. The first thing they need to do is reach out to our Your Ride Service Center. And the number to call for that is 810-767-5541. And a coordinator will take the call and work to get everyone set up where they need to go.
Good to know. Now, how long in advance should they call ahead of time to get their ride? I shouldn't say guarantee because I know you might be really, really busy, but if somebody wanted to go to the store on Wednesday, like how soon should they call their call-in?
Yeah, you can call anywhere from 1 to 7 days in advance.
Oh, even the day before?
You're right.
Okay, so the more time you have, the better.
If you're ADA, that's correct. If you're ADA qualified, you can call up to the day before by 5 p.m. and you can get your ride scheduled for the next day.
I don't know how you do it, Ed. I really don't, because there's a lot of people riding right now. Do you know how many approximately are riding each day right now?
Currently, we hit between 700 and 800 passengers per day. We actually just hit 805 last week.
My gosh, that's a lot of people to get there on time. And I know you guys are so good about trying to get them on time. And I really appreciate the care that you have taken to make everybody so safe. I know you have put plastic in between the front and back seat of the cars. And you have the drivers and the passengers both wearing masks, and you take their temperatures before the drivers can work and before the passengers can get in. Is that still taking place?
That's correct. And we also screen people when they call. We ask them those questions as well to make sure that they're aware of all the safety protocols we're taking, but also to alert them that we wouldn't want to potentially transport someone that could get someone else ill.
Sure, infected in some way. Well, now, how much does this cost for the rides to cost? I know, ordinarily, isn't it $350 per ride each way?
That's correct. For general public, it would be $3.50 each way. If you were reduced fare eligible or ADA, it would be $2.25. But currently, we have a reduced rate of $2 for all the Your Ride trips through January 1st, 2021. And that's to help people get through the COVID pandemic and to get back to their normal lives. So the board approved to have a reduced fare for that time frame to help our community out.
I don't think people realize just how valuable that is. MTA does that. And they're also paying the drivers time and a half, and they're keeping them safe as well to get the people to where they have to go. And yeah, $2 is a great savings. So take advantage of that until the first of the year. But you can also buy a monthly pass right now too, can't you?
That's correct. A ADA reduced fare monthly pass is available for $40. And I'm glad you mentioned our drivers and our coordinators. We actually give them what we call a frontline hero pay. And that's an acknowledgement for what they do every day and for them keeping the service going through the COVID pandemic. And they've just been phenomenal. And none of this would be possible without our drivers and coordinators. And we just wanted to give them an acknowledgement in terms of that, to acknowledge that we appreciate what they do. And it's, they go so far and above and beyond, more than I can even mention. And that's just one small way for us to show how much we appreciate what they've done.
Well, I think that's commendable. I know they are the backbone of MTA. Without them, we wouldn't be MTA. And they really enjoy their jobs because they're getting people to where they need to go, whether it's the doctor's office or the pharmacy or church. And I love that, you know, you even give veterans rides and seniors and disabled. You don't turn anybody down. And with these monthly passes, are those also half off right now until the first of the year?
That's correct.
Well, that's amazing.
They'll go through January 1st. Yep.
So instead of being $40, they can get a monthly pass for just $20 right now.
There's a holiday bonus.
Yeah, no kidding. So take advantage of that. And you know what? Don't miss out on seeing your loved ones. Mm-hmm. Especially now with the COVID. You need to see your loved ones. You need to get to church. You need to get to the grocery store for Thanksgiving. Well, speaking of that now, Ed, I know they do take the people to the grocery store as well, correct?
Absolutely.
And how many bags of groceries can somebody have on board?
We currently have allowance of as much as you can carry in one trip on or off the vehicle.
Which makes sense, yes.
So if you can load up your arm and you can put 7, 8, 10 bags on there, that's,
and a turkey.
You can get your money's worth.
That sounds like me coming from the grocery store.
I'm sorry?
I said it sounds like me coming from the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's right. Or coming from the back of the van to the garage to the house when I'm unloading our groceries for our family.
Absolutely. I know. You got to get that turkey for Thanksgiving. So that's going to be a heavy one, too. Well, now, I know if somebody does want to get a ride and they call you, that number again is 810-767-5541. And make sure you call at least a day in advance. And if you have enough time to call a couple days in advance, it's going to be even better for you. But now, what if I know that people said if they're taking the ride, maybe they're not there or they canceled the ride at the last minute. You have to allow for that, too. Don't you have to say you only have so many no-shows or lates before their cancellations before they're turned away?
Yes. We understand that things happen and circumstances change. And to account for that, if someone had scheduled a ride and something came up where they can no longer take that trip, if they call in 2 hours before that ride is to take place, we will cancel the ride for them and there's no penalty for it. We understand that. However, if we show up and we send a vehicle out there and we wait and someone is a no-show or we get there and they say, well, you know, hey, I'm not feeling good. I really can't go. That would be marked as either a no-show or a late cancel.
Okay.
And if you have an excessive amount of those, we would reach out to you and say, hey, you know, we understand that you've had this many late cancels or no-shows and it's affecting our service because every time we send a vehicle out, and someone doesn't take it, that's a ride someone else could have taken.
Absolutely.
So we work with the community and we'll let them know that, hey, once you get three of those, expect a call from MTA. And if it continues, we'll send out letters and it could result in a suspension of services. But the main thing is we understand things happen. It's just important to reach out to us as soon as you're aware that you can't take that trip. So maybe we could get someone else to the grocery store or to the doctor that day.
Sure. So if somebody did make an appointment and they realize, oh, I think I'm getting a cold, they should call ahead to say, I made an appointment for Wednesday, but I need to cancel it. If they cancel ahead of time, it's a lot easier for you guys on your end, correct?
Absolutely. Plus, it gives that opportunity for that ride to someone else that may need it that sure. Maybe originally weren't able to do that trip, and now we can because of that vacancy. So the communication part is really key.
Well, I had a chance to talk to some of the drivers when I go over there for lunch, and I got to tell you, they love their jobs because they are contributing back to the community. They are feeling so good about getting that veteran to his doctor's appointment or, you know, getting somebody to the grocery store, to church, to the pharmacy, where they might need just to visit friends as well, or to work. A lot of people take your ride back and forth to their employment, don't they?
Absolutely. That's one of our biggest purpose of trips. You just mentioned them, you know, going to the doctors or going to work or getting groceries. Those are the big three.
And something else I really appreciate the guys have done there too is to safety throughout COVID. In the cars, you can make it just one person per car. That way you're not cramming two or three people in the back seat, and they're keeping a lot safer that way as well with COVID.
Absolutely. And we also on the Eldorados, the mini buses that you may see going around, we also try to social distance on there. So, you know, the buses are bigger. We can get that 6 feet between individuals. And we still have the barrier, and we do a cleaning and sanitizing of the vehicles multiple times a day, wiping down the handles and cleaning the seats and all that. So we're very diligent about that to keep all our passengers safe and all our employees safe.
Well, I know that you even take car seats for people who may have to get their children to school or to their doctor's appointments. Do you charge for a child if somebody has a child they're taking with them?
We don't have an extra charge for the child.
And I didn't think you did, which is very, very nice, especially if you're a single mom and you have a kids you have to take to the doctor. Now, what about the, like if somebody needed assistance, if they had a wheelchair, if they had maybe a walker, you're able to assist them as well, aren't you?
Certainly. Our drivers will, they'll ask if someone needs assistance, and then they'll also ask how they may assist. You know, sometimes it may be just a steady arm to hold on to, mm-hmm. Or it may be maybe they want to utilize the lift because it might be easy to go up the steps, going down might be too much. So, you know, we're working right now on putting a transport chair in every one of our vehicles that would allow us to assist individuals that maybe they can't go up and down the steps so easily. And what we can do to help keep them safe and stable is utilize a transport chair and to go up and down on the lift so they could be seated and not have to worry about hanging on while they deploy the lift.
And you have, when you said Eldorado, that's kind of like a little minivan, right? That's where you have the lifts for the wheelchairs and those little minivans?
That's right. They look like a giant box.
Yeah, they
around.
Do, don't they? Ice cream truck.
Yeah, yeah.
And you also have the cars, which is very comfortable, and you have SUVs, so you have a variety of comfort for each person, which is really nice. And the big buses I was going to mention, too, the fixed routes, those are also free on Sundays right now until the first of the year. So MTA really goes out of their way to try to accommodate all needs out there. And, Ed, what I like about you is I've seen you, like I said, when I may be having lunch down there with the drivers, I see you going out of your way to say, hey, how you doing? Any concerns? What's going on? And I know that you're a youth director, too, aren't you, at the Knights of Columbus? What else do you do with the kids when you're on your free time?
Well, I have four kids. I have a 18-year-old and 13-year-old twins and a soon-to-be 8-year-old.
Oh, wow. And, yeah, spread
they're
apart.
They're all in something different. So, and they're all just fantastic. Such a blessing. I'm a very lucky and blessed person.
And they keep you busy.
I do work with a nice bonus. Yes, they do. Yes, yeah. They do.
Well, you have a very nice family. I know you might not mention this, but you have a beautiful wife, and her father is somebody that a lot of us might know. And he does the dribbling at the Crim. His name is Riley McClinchah. He is in the Guinness Book of World Records for doing this.
No kidding. Yeah, I didn't know that.
He juggles the basketballs and bounces them at the same time. And there's a term for that. Is it called dribbling? Or what's it? Do you remember what he called
Druggling.
It? Druggling, yes. And it's in the...
Druggling.
Yeah, and it's in the game that you can buy with the what's the name of that game where it's trivia?
Yeah, Trivial
Pursuit. Yeah.
That's a cool MTA fun fact.
I know. So there you go. And yeah, that's what my point was. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and in terms of transportation, he's currently on a adventure where he runs a certain he kayaks a certain amount, like 8 or 10 miles, and then he will run back to where he started and get his van and then go pick up the kayak. But he is actually traversing right now. He's on his way to Chicago. But every week he'll go out with them, and sometimes there'll be a group of them, and they will like kayak along. Like at 1 year, they went from the source of the Flint River all the way to the Great Lakes. And another time he went from Michigan all the way over to the Statue of Liberty. So every week he would go and he would do another segment, and he calls that run yakking.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a little bit of transportation there for you.
That is interesting. I remember one time he was running right down this middle of Saginaw Street, and he had the torch for the Olympics. You know, he was running with that. I thought that was so cool. Yeah, I passed the torch.
That's neat.
He's pretty interesting. Well, that's what my point is. You're really a caring person. You're fun. And people want to work for a boss who cares about them and does really appreciate what they do. And by saying, you know, how are you doing? And you have an open door policy with everybody. You have children of your own. And you really try to accommodate each and every client. So if somebody is looking for a job, you're hiring right now, too, for the Your Ride drivers, aren't you?
That's right. We're hiring drivers, coordinators, and looking for some supervision as well.
Awesome. There's always jobs available at MTA.
Absolutely.
Well, Ed, is there anything else you want to add to all this information about Your Ride? Is there anything else you didn't cover that you'd like to add?
I would just say for our team and for MTA as a whole, you know, I look at it that everything we do is an opportunity to improve the quality of life of our community and our drivers and passengers, you know, everybody. And that happens either one phone call at a time or one ride at a time. And we're here to serve the community and meet the community's needs. And so every time we do that, we have an opportunity to improve their quality of life, whether it's getting to a doctor appointment, whether it's getting to work. Perhaps, you know, that can help break a cycle of poverty and disability. We're in a spot where every day that's what we do. So even in the toughest days and the biggest challenge that the crazy world may throw at us, like COVID, we have remarkable people that show up every day and rise to that challenge. And I'm just so proud, and I feel very blessed to be in a situation to be able to help and make a difference every single day. And wow. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be talking with you and Jay this afternoon.
Oh, well, that is so nice. We're so grateful that you made time to be on with us. And I agree. I mean, we're also grateful to work at MTA, making a difference in the community. I did morning radio, and I thought, I'm only going to work someplace that makes a difference. And this place definitely is the number one thing in this community that makes a difference. And Jay and I were just talking about this, and I know that, Ed, you were also working with them, Ashley Seymour. She is totally blind. She's born totally blind, and she actually uses Your Ride services, has used it to get to her therapy, to get to volunteering, and now she is now working for MTA. MTA hires disabled, they hire special needs. They are just so amazing that they care about the community so much. And now she's working with us. And I was going to say, you know, we've all had an opportunity where our car might be broken down, or for some reason, you know, we can't get to our car. You don't realize how debilitating that can be. So to have a service like this, to be able to pick you up and take you where you need to go, it's invaluable. And I know one of the drivers even said he picked up somebody, and it was a female driver, and she said she was picking up this gentleman. And she said, well, you have a Cadillac in your front yard. Why don't you drive that? And he said, well, because Your Ride is like a chauffeur, and it's cheaper for insurance and gas. Yep. I can travel cheaper that way. Yeah. So anyway, for any needs, we're out there. Once again, give us that number if they wanted to call Your Ride to get their transportation.
810-767-5541.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ed. We appreciate your time, and get back to getting those rides out there, okay? And take care of those kids.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You as Absolutely. Well. Thank you so much. Now, next week, we're going to have another Ed. We're fortunate enough to have Ed Benning, the CEO, returning to our studio. He is talking about the changes we've had to go through with COVID, but better than that even, the changes that are coming. There's some wonderful, important changes with MTA that's going to help the community. So hopefully you'll listen in then too as well. And we appreciate you listening every week with On the Road with MTA and Stephanie Kay. Thank you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org, and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.